Lord, we thank you that we can embrace and understand that our hope in this life and death is Christ and Christ alone.
Yes.
We thank you that when our souls are troubled, the truth is God is good. God is good. And so, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your greatness, your mercy. In light of that, Lord, we got to experience a modern day Siloam, in so much as there was an earthquake, something that we don't often see. And yet, Lord, it's easy to confuse this and say that why is this happening to me? I'm good, or because this is a way to get those who are bad. And yet we've learned from your word, Lord, that this is a call to repentance.
Yes,
and so we thank you, Lord, that that you have given us not only eyes, but a heart to respond. You removed our stony hearts and given us a heart of flesh so that we can take this warning and take heed and live our lives in light of that. And Lord, we understand that our purpose in this life is not to have a bucket list, if you will, but to glorify you and to enjoy you and to pray to you and ask you where you would use us in this life. And so, Lord, we come in confession as well, Lord, asking that you would shine light on those sins that we tend to hold on to and don't want to let go of.
Yes, Lord.
Whether they be hidden or deliberate, Lord, give us the grace to see them and to pray to you to remove them from us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for salvation in the risen Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for the children's ministry.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for answered prayer, Lord. And you know, Lord, there has been much going on in this small, humble church.
Yes, Lord.
But you have seen it fit to answer those prayers.
We thank you.
We thank you especially for the study on the book of Hebrews, where there has been so much encouragement there to not to fall back because of our risen Lord, because he's better than anything we could fall back to.
Yes.
Lord, we come into your presence asking for protection. We thank you that you are with us when we leave home and go to work.
Yes.
And we pray for that you would continue to protect us and give us guidance from and to work.
Yes.
We think of our unsaved family members.
Mm.
Lord, give us wisdom in dealing with them. Give us discernment when we need to push and when we need to pull back.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us a commitment. To understand, we are thankful that you've given us a commitment to your purpose, that we are focused on glorifying you and enjoying you.
Yes.
And how we do that, we simply commit ourselves to the five disciplines that we learned on Wednesday night, studying scripture, memorizing scripture, encouraging one another. Lord, we just thank you that we are in a position to do these things because you loved us first. We didn't love you. And we can say with confidence and with humbleness that you are ours and we are yours.
Yes, Lord.
And to that end, we pray. Amen.